notification for severe weather alerts wherever you are because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police are investigating a shooting last night. They tell us a man was taken to the hospital after the shooting on Sneed Street. We are working to learn the victim's condition and if there are any suspects in the case. Alabama might have to pay more than $1 million to lawyers for abortion clinics after the state's unsuccessful attempt to ban a common second trimester abortion procedure. Lawyers for the abortion clinics say they will seek to win back $1 million in legal fees and nearly $24,000 in expenses. And 61 basic correctional officers will graduate today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created this new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address the staffing shortage. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Another show of force from North Korea. The third launch of short-range missiles in 8 days.
In Kentucky, federal investigators are searching for the cause of a deadly gas explosion that rocked a neighborhood in the middle of the night.
Prosecutor chose to not move forward at this time with charges of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide against Juan Rodriguez. Rodriguez allegedly telling police he left Twins for 8 hours in a sweltering car last week.
Investigators are combing over the wreckage of an FA-18. The U.S. Navy now confirming the pilot is dead.
President Trump escalating his trade war with China, slapping a new 10% tariff on $300 billion worth of Chinese products.
There were extraordinary images that came in the plane making an emergency landing in Washington State.
That is a small airplane coming head-on into morning rush hour traffic in Parkland, south of Tacoma.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 793.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. First of all, let me let you know that any callers today can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that we're giving away this afternoon and next hour. Towards the end of the show, we'd like to get that in the hands of the listeners so they can enjoy the weekend. So we'll try to do it a little bit early. Please don't jam us up at the very end of the show trying to get in on the get basket. If you want to get in, just give us a call. Talk to us. Don't just say, I want in. Have a conversation with us, and we'll get your name in for the $60 gift basket from Sweet Creek Farm Market. What's in that gift basket? Ooh, $60 worth of goodies that you put in it from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I got some of that Amish butter that I'm going to be doing baked potato and then doing my steak with. That's really good. I like the Kelly Gold.
That's good stuff.
The Amish butter's got kind of a different feel to it. It's a different taste. It's almost like it's lighter.
Okay.
So I am excited about that. Going to get that done, get her done on Saturday. So hopefully we'll see you down there at Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend. If you go down there, say hi to Reed and Karen Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Marr Show listener. First-time callers can get in on the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Fresh Market has got the New York Strip Prime and Premium steaks on sale now. And they also have the Gloucester Shrimp for $12.99 a pound. It's normally $19.99. They are really, really good. They taste like little lobsters. So I know you'll enjoy them. I'm doing that for Saturday's dinner. Without a doubt, and people really enjoy that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, look, a couple of things.
Sure.
First off, I want to mention that I overheard a conversation this morning where somebody said they didn't know where to get a good Cuban sandwich, and I thought, I had my hand up, you know. Of course, I didn't get... chosen, but yeah, Sweet Creek Cuban sandwich. You know, I am in the mood for that. I want some ice cream today. So yeah, please, if you would, if it's not untoward, put my name in the pot.
Absolutely, we'll put you in for the drawing. Also, input in the pot.
Not in the Colorado.
Did you get his birthday?
Say it again. He's
11/11/21.
Okay.
But here's my question, comment. I hear apparently the heat wave in Europe has broken, and they are mesmerized as to the ice melting in Greenland. And I'm thinking, guys, wait a minute. Let's invest in a calendar. It the ice melted in July. It melts every July, and it grows. September, October, November, December, it begins to accumulate again. And what gives? I mean, really, are people that gullible?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about that for a fast, accurate answer?
Well, you know, they say a good attorney should never ask a question he doesn't already know the answer to. I'm not an attorney, and I don't play one on TV, but boy, I mean, I'm just... I don't want somebody putting a post-it note that's stupid on my forehead every time I turn on the news.
Well, this whole climate change stuff, excuse me, is getting so out of control. It's just, I mean, they it's like doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Particularly the governor from Washington at the debate. And all of them were saying, climate change, Yang saying, we need to move to higher ground. Oh, my gosh. So you're going to move New York City to higher ground?
I mean, that's all that is, man. They're going to start selling out in the Catskills, That sounds like a racket to me, man.
Well, think of all the port cities that are on the seaboard cities that are out there. I mean, think of New York. I don't know how familiar you are with it, but when you look at... When you look at New York and it's water everywhere around there. I mean, it's Long Island. So what are you going to do with New York?
Staten Island and all those places.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous. And from what I'm told by the old folks, it doesn't look like the shoreline has changed a whole lot, other than your average erosion here and there. But look, I'm there's a lot of us out here that are just really getting tired of getting hosed, if that's the proper term to use when we're talking about water. And I'm just sick of it. Hey, by the way, good report from the Cancer Center, Dan. I'm
outstanding. How many years are you clear?
12 years.
Outstanding. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't bore me in the bit, man.
You're still going to the Cancer Center to get annual?
Once a year to get a checkup. Yeah. Yeah. They do a blood test, you know. Because lymphoma is related to leukemia and myeloma, and we just, you know, they just want to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they kicked me out 7 years ago from MD Anderson.
Well, I tell you, I hope you're getting over it.
I definitely am.
Yeah, that's.
I've got my annual on August the 15th with my primary internist. That he does a full panel, and you know, if white blood counts go too high, he sends me over to the Cancer Center. But he hasn't sent me yet.
Hey, listen, I want to be Dan Morris when I grow up.
I don't know about that. I have a lot of haters out there, you know.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, those of us that see truth as a premium are going to have some haters, man. That's not a problem. Not a problem at all. Hey, look, you have a great weekend. If I don't talk to you again, but if I happen to win, I'm gonna go get us some cookies that are as big as hubcaps and drop them off at the station.
I like that. Well, if you win, I might have to meet you down there tomorrow.
Hey, Cuban.
There you go. I just had mine last night, so I might have to go on a Cuban hiatus here.
All right, my friend.
East, it's always good talking to you, brother. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey. How are y'all today?
We're really good. And how about you? You sound like you're chipper.
Yeah, a little chipper. Got a little spruced up watching my president last night, and a lot of patriotism, and you know, a lot of my fellow Americans, true Americans, not just American citizens, but true Americans, was there celebrating, and flags was flying, and the crowd was excited. It was something exciting to watch.
Yeah, that was an interesting event, the way he did that. It's a little bit different than, he changed it up a little bit, and I thought that was interesting. You know, he is dead serious. He's looking at an electoral map, and he's dead serious about winning this thing.
Dan, our president is more serious than anybody probably ever been in the presidential office. I'm even hearing that President Trump may be making trips to California this year. Outstanding. Even though that our president knows the possibility of flipping California is probably impossible. He's still going there because he loves the American people there, and he wants them to know what the politicians of their state is doing for him. That's what our great president does. He works every day for everyone, no matter if you're in California, New York, Alabama, no matter where you are. If your state didn't vote for him in the election, he still cares about the people in them states. He still cares about them because he is an American and they are Americans too.
Not to mention there are 22 congressional seats that he wants to try to win back there.
Yeah. There's something I've just got wind of, Dan, and it shocked me, and I'll bring this to y'all attention.
Yeah.
All right, this is it, guys. I've heard that there's a hater on Facebook, and they are raising Cain with the Democrats and the Democrat two forums they had, A and B, I guess. They are totally upset, and this individual is Planned Parenthood. They are raising Cain, and they want to know why the Democrats did not bring up abortion on either one of their formats. This is wonderful, Dan. It just keeps getting better.
Wow, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, just about an hour ago, they went on a ramp and a rip of all the Democrats that was on that stage. But I thought Trump did talk about abortion.
Trump did, but the Democrats did not.
Right. So I thought that
I'm kind of curious of why they didn't, matter of fact.
Oh, I'm sure their leaders threatened every one of them. Y'all better keep the camouflage on for this one. So you know how they go. It's time to start covering up. The American people knows too much. I'm sure this is what the Democrats are saying, but guys, you know what? It's, I hate to tell the Democrats, I'm going to whisper this so they don't hear it. It's too late. the American people's already seen it with their own two eyes. But anyway, so I thought that was hilarious.
What do you have going on this weekend?
I want to ask you that night. You know, I think it was last night or night. No, not last night. I don't know what night it was. Was there a football game, a preseason game on the other night?
Not that I'm aware of. You're talking about college?
No, NFL. I could have swore I've seen something about a game that was played.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
They do. Well, they start exhibition pretty soon.
Yeah, it was the Broncos and the Falcons.
Okay, yeah. That's what they were talking about. They were asking me if I watched the game, and I'm like, game? What game are you talking about? It's an NFL game. And then I said to myself, I sure hope this game didn't play during the Democratic convention things there, because I would have had something to watch. I could have actually turned my TV on, because I wouldn't turn my TV on as long as that was on. I was scared that they would just, for some reason, would pop up on my TV and... I didn't have no more Pepto Bismol, so I was in a bad spot.
Well, think about this. College football is going to start in 4 weeks. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm ready for it. I am too.
I got my calendar out yesterday and looked at the games that are kind of bad games and when to travel and where to go on those weekends out of town and that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, guys, you know, it's the weekend. We're heading into the weekend. TGIF, everybody. Dan, look, y'all been doing such a great job over there, and you enjoy it. I got to take the moment to tell y'all how outstanding y'all do, all the services that y'all bring to us, keeping up with our political situations in our country and locally here. A lot of times we don't see the stuff y'all doing, but we know y'all working hard, and I want to let both of y'all know that we really appreciate you. I appreciate y'all. And, I hope y'all keep doing this so I can keep listening, Dan.
Well, I really appreciate the kind words, my friend. Really appreciate the kind words. Rodney, you have a wonderful weekend.
All right, y'all too, guys. Everybody out there, y'all have a good weekend. We'll see y'all back Monday.
Duke, Barbara, coming back to you two right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Did you know you can get Hulu for only $5.99 a month? That's all the Veronica Mars, Handmaid's Tale, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Family Guy, and This Is Us that you can watch. Plus thousands of other shows and movies, like that one show you quote all the time, and that other show you've been meaning to watch, and that show you don't tell anyone you watch. Don't worry, we don't judge. We might be crazy to give you all that TV for so little, but we love TV, and we want to make it easy for you to watch more of it. So if you love TV like we love TV, go to Hulu.com and start your free trial.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's get these calls together here. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, happy Friday to y'all.
TGIF to you.
There's a wreck in front of the Jimmy's Car Stereo on Atlanta Highway. I just thought I'd let everybody know.
How bad is it?
It's not bad. A lawn trailer, lawn, it rear-ended somebody. But it's not too, I think just got it off the side of the road, so it's not stopping traffic.
That is good.
I was going to ask you, I watched the rally on Fox News last night, but they kept interrupting it. Is there a channel that you can watch one of Trump's rallies and they don't interrupt and, you know, break off from it?
I do not know the answer to that question. I think you maybe could check C-SPAN to see what they would do.
And I'm sure it's streamed on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. And I saw that McCarthy this morning, the guy you were talking about. He said something that struck me. He said that he'd known Jim for 30 years, and that he just didn't think that Jim would do something like this. Did you catch that?
I did. Yeah, we played that.
Yeah, I was just that kind of tells you that they've known each other a long time. So you know, there's a lot of that up there. I don't know. It just struck me as, you know, he just couldn't believe it. You know, but anyway. Well, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
No. Yeah, of course you can, Duke. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 8-8.
It always is 8-8. It was 8-8 last time.
Yeah, I know. It's coming up real quick, too.
I know. You got one coming down the track. So what are you going to do to celebrate your birthday?
I'll probably play golf like I usually do.
Well, I hope you can take the heat because it's going to be pretty hot probably on that day.
Oh, it's not too bad. I work out in it every day, so it's not that big of a deal.
Duke, I appreciate the telephone call.
Okay,
good luck. We're going to be doing that drawing next hour, okay?
Love your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Duke. Barbara, how are you, my dear?
I'm great, Dan. How are you? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, lady.
Thank you. I have a question.
Please.
Do you ever watch a channel on TV called Newsmax? Have you ever heard of it?
I haven't watched the Newsmax on TV. I have watched people send me Newsmax website stuff.
Okay. Well, I started watching it because I found Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it on last night, and Michelle Malkin did an investigation into, and I don't remember all the details. I should have recorded it, and I didn't. It was concerning some businesses that were supposed to open up in this little small town in Vermont. And Bernie Sanders was apparently involved in it. And there were some foreign investors that were supposed to help open these businesses to give this little town a job. And the money got, it didn't happen, in other words. And Bernie Sanders was involved with it. And it seemed like a big deal, and I've tried to find it on, you know, the computer, and can't find anything about. Are you familiar with it at all?
No,
I can't even remember the name.
Yeah, I'm trying to Google it right now, and I don't see anything on it.
I didn't either. But it was about an like there was a part one and a part two, and I can't remember. Maybe they'll rerun it. But anyway, I turned this on a good bit, like I said, and they have had different investigations, things about the Nazis and sex crimes involving the Nazis, and it's very, very interesting. But like I said, I started watching it because I found Bill O'Reilly on there. But I'm going to check it out and see.
Check it out, because Newsmax is kind of hit and miss, in my opinion. They'll get someone to publish a very sensational article under the Newsmax banner. And they used to do this to Judge Moore. He would write a piece, Newsmax would pick it up and republish it. And I question sometimes their sources of things. Okay. That's why I don't use them as a source, by the way.
Well, this was an interview. Michelle interviewed some of the people there in that small town, and then I looked to see, you know, if Vermont supported Bernie in the primaries last election.
Yeah, that's because he's from there.
Anyway, I'm going to see maybe if they'll rerun it, because I can't find anything on it on the computer.
That'd be perfect. Once you do that, let me know.
All right, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
What do you think about the new bridge that they're going to build in Mobile and it being a toll road? Have you heard? I heard that it would cost $1,000 a year to be able to.
Listen, we got that story, Joey. It's the other clip that we did. Let me do this out. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to come back and play the story, and we'll talk about it, okay?
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Dan.
Hang on. Going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. It's the end of an era as the U.S. formally withdraws from the INF nuclear treaty with Russia.
In Moscow, there's pushback. The Russian Foreign Ministry calling the withdrawal a serious mistake and saying the U.S. is destroying all international agreements that do not suit it.
Fox's Simon Owen.
The president's decision backed by allies in Europe.
Because no international agreement is effective if it's only respected by one side.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The NYPD officer at the center of a controversial chokehold death of Eric Garner in 2014 has been suspended after an administrative judge recommended firing Daniel Pantaleo. The police commissioner who makes the final decision on whether he keeps his job, saying in cases where termination's been recommended, the suspension is standard. This is Fox News.
The
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our atmosphere is primed for a generous supply of those random downpours over the next few days. For today, a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature in the lower 90s, scattered afternoon and evening storms. More to go around today and tomorrow, though, and on Sunday as well, with locally some tropical downpours in spots. Good luck. Saturday and Sunday's high around 91, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change on Monday. You can stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It has instant notification for severe weather alerts wherever you are because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Barbara brought up a issue that's very big down in Mobile. In fact, we had Bradley on. I talked to Bradley off mic about this. He is not for this. Let's listen to the WSFA story about the toll bridge.
The Mobile River Bridge, a major construction project for the Alabama Department of Transportation that's been criticized recently over its proposed toll amounts, was the hot topic in a legislative committee meeting today. WSFA 12 News reporter Jennifer Horton was there and joins us live from our control room tonight. Jen, tell us more about this meeting.
Well, Mark, the Legislative Contract Review Committee held its monthly meeting today. They hear from state agencies who need contracts approved for services and legal counsel. Generally, most of those contracts speed through, but that was not the case for this ALDOT contract. ALDOT requested the committee renew a nearly $1 million legal contract for the Mobile Bridge Project. The firm specializes in P3s, that's public-private partnerships with tolls. This bridge will be the first P3 in the state. Lawmakers asked pointed questions and declined to move forward due to the, quote, controversy surrounding the project. They put it off for 45 days. The representative from ALDOT was concerned it could leave them without legal representation on the issue. I spoke to ALDOT after the meeting. They said this is a critical contract and it expires at the end of September. Now, at the moment, they're less concerned this hold will leave them without legal counsel. They feel it will be eventually approved and signed by the governor before the contract's expiration. Mark?
All right, Jen, thank you so much. That project will allow for more traffic to move through Interstate 10 with a new six-lane bridge. The complaints have come because there is a proposed $6 toll proposal each way.
So $6 toll proposal each way. I think you can buy a ticket that's unlimited for the month that is like $50. That's what I heard, but that number doesn't make sense to me. So, Barbara, right now there's a big divide down in Mobile County, and particularly the northern part of Mobile County, about this whole thing, and people are not very happy about it.
Yes, sir. I have friends that live down there, and I go down there myself a good bit, and I know it's to alleviate the traffic, you know, on I-10, but I don't know. I just feel like it's just another way of taxing us. But
well, what you're doing is you're paying for a convenience. You can still go down I-65 and pick up I-10 there versus going through the bridge. It's just, I have driven that because if I'm going to Biloxi or going to New Orleans, you hit that area at rush hour in Mobile, you are going to be there for a while.
I think this is going to be another situation similar to Birmingham. You know, they're trying to alleviate that traffic too. But anyway, I thought it was interesting, and I found on that Newsmax another investigation that Michelle Malkin is doing. So I'm going to see if I can break it down a little bit and find some more information, and I will let you know, because it was very interesting. Seemed like Bernie Sanders was involved in some questionable...
Let's do this. Get the story. Send it to me at dan@danmoreshow.com. I'll be delighted to take a look at it.
Thank you, Dan. I love the show. Y'all have a great rest of the day and great weekend.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
272-9228. I've missed another piece that I left out that we had. We're going to run brute. And this is Mark Penn, who's a former advisor to Clinton, Bill Clinton, by the way, and Hillary. I think he did do some work on the campaign. He's kind of a Fox News regular now. And let's listen in.
James Comey, the former FBI director, leaked classified memos in an effort to start the bogus Russia investigation. That is a crime, but reports today indicate he will not be prosecuted for that crime. Mark Penn is a former advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton. He joins us tonight. Mark, thanks for coming on. So Roger Stone is facing the likelihood of life in prison for he's been accused of lying during the course of the investigation. What should he think when he sees Jim Comey get a pass on committing a much more profound crime?
Well, even by itself, the Roger Stone prosecution was the most egregious, trying to trip him up at the last minute or to find something on him when they couldn't find anything in his personal life and arrest him with guns and CNN ablaze in here. So, look, I think now they've discovered that Comey probably committed crimes, but we're not going to prosecute him. I don't think he's totally off the hook yet because there are other parts of the investigation, so he's just going to get a slap on the wrist. That's what's going to happen here.
How dispiriting is that? I mean, does this make you as sad and cynical as it makes me about our justice system?
Well, because we're not having any accountability for an investigation that was clearly a partisan investigation that didn't have a real basis, which tied up the country for 2 years. Look, you just saw that debate, and there wasn't a single question or answer suggesting there was a Trump-Russia conspiracy. That whole thing was gone, right? After two full years. We know it's a fake investigation. A partisan one. Is anyone going to be held accountable? That's the question on people's minds now.
Yeah, and in 10 seconds, the answer is, what do you think? Is someone going to be held accountable?
I'm dubious but hopeful, because there's a lot left to investigate.
Yeah, there's an awful lot left to investigate. Mark Penn, thanks so much.
Tucker's been doing pretty well with these things. It's funny how they get off their rhythm when Trump does a rally, and they will go to Trump, and then they'll, once they've done about 20 minutes of it, they'll go back to Tucker, for example, or the bridge between Martha McCallum's show and Tucker's show. But it kind of messes up the rhythm of the Fox News kind of folks out there. Okay, so let's move down into some deep politics here. Then we've got time, yes. Let's go to Ed O'Keefe talking about the Dems here.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is defending the Obama administration after his rivals for the Democratic nomination criticized its record on health care and immigration in Wednesday's presidential debate. Ed O'Keefe is covering the road to 2020. And what does the former president say about these attacks?
Well, good morning, Anthony. A source familiar with Mr. Obama's thinking tells CBS News he's not concerned about his legacy and still has no plans to campaign with any candidate this year. In the meantime, Democratic candidates face a long month of campaigning before the next debate in September.
Hoping to build momentum from this week's debates, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren rallied supporters in Arizona last night, promising action on climate change, gun control, and immigration.
We need big change in this area. You know where it needs to start? We need to expand legal immigration in this country.
That's it, Rushing. That she would say that. We need to expand legal immigration. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of backing off the no borders type thing.
It's the only, I think, sensible argument that they could make. I think let's increase illegal immigration is just a non-starter for most Americans.
Well, and I think they realize that they swerved off the road pretty badly, and they're trying to back that up a little bit. But the deal is there's so much audio out there and video of this, they got a lot of explaining to do, as they would say. Let's listen to Ed O'Keefe's second part, the Dems on the Obama and polling.
Hello, Detroit!
Candidates like Senator Cory Booker know August is a crucial month to build support for their campaigns. That's why they'll make stops in the coming week in the early states of Iowa and Nevada. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is already in Las Vegas, spending time with potential voters and not losing sight of the upcoming September debate in his home state.
We qualified for the September debate in Houston, and I'm super excited to be there.
O'Rourke is one of only seven Democrats who've already met the requirements to take part in a third round of debates scheduled for next month. At least three candidates are close to qualifying. To make the debate stage, candidates must hit at least 2% in four national polls and raise money from at least 130,000 unique donors. Candidates who haven't yet met the threshold, including New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, have until the end of the month to do so.
I'm looking forward to September, and I'm going to keep working hard to lift up my vision for the country and why I'm unique.
Frontrunner Joe Biden is several steps ahead, confident he can take back key battleground states that helped President Trump win in 2016.
If I get the nomination, I will win Michigan. I promise you that. I will win Pennsylvania. I will win Ohio.
Despite the attacks on Mr. Obama's record during the debates, the former president still polls very well with members of his own party. A recent CBS News poll asked Democrats about him and found that nearly 60% of Democrats rated his tenure as, quote, excellent. So any candidate likely attacks his legacy at their peril.
Interesting. And I think they kind of got a big, uh-oh, we screwed up type thing after attacking Obama. Interestingly, Roger Moore has proposed the fact that Michelle Obama needs to run for president and that she'll be a slam dunk win. And you know what that tells me? That tells me how absolute desperate they are and how they realize that the flock of candidates they've got is not going to get them to where they want to go. I was watching Joe Biden. We did a he had a little press avail type thing. And it probably lasted 15 minutes and maybe more. It he just looks like he's about to mess up type of thing. He's just about to mess up. And there were a whole bunch of things he said that nobody challenged him on that I'm not sure that that's going to stay that way much longer.
Yeah, and I don't know if he can sleepwalk his way to the nomination, or let alone the presidency.
Well, like the Major Garrett and the two engines... terminology yesterday. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I got some more peaches on the grill. How about that?
All right. So you like them, huh?
Yes, sir. They cooking right now.
I may do that Saturday myself.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they really are. I was kind of surprised, but you gotta experiment with new things.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. I'm going to be a little bit off topic. Is that
you
okay?
You go wherever you want to go.
And this includes Joey Clark. I listened to his program last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he has Charlotte Meadows.
Yep.
Now, is she running for something, or is she already in office?
She's running for State House, District 74, the seat Dimitri Paluzos vacated when he passed away.
Because I missed a little bit of it, but...
I had both candidates on, Michael Fritz last week, Charlotte this week.
Well, how did Charlotte do?
She did very well. Showed her her knowledge of the process and how the legislature works. I mean, she's been...
How did Fritz do?
He did okay. He admits, essentially, he's a good guy. I think a very friendly guy. He's been successful in his practice as a lawyer, but I think he admitted pretty much that he's will be learning. The first task at hand... would be learning the ropes, which isn't necessarily disqualifying. I mean, we've seen candidates like Mike Holmes and Paul Beckman, once they get up there, really improve based on their experience. You know, improve beyond like our first interviews with them, Dan. So I mean,
well, Paul Beckman. Paul Beckman was the most improved legislator we ever had on here.
And I play it pretty straight down the middle, but I go way back with Charlotte. As I said on the program last night, Clint, she knew me when I was a baby. I think she, in fact, changed my diapers even. So, you know.
Well, listen to her. I'm going to burst her bubble, I guess. She got it talking about the marijuana issue.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, she's an idiot on that. She has no idea what she's talking about.
Was this an interview on Joey's show or my show?
No, last night on Joey's show.
Okay.
And you can't really call Joey. He don't take phone calls much.
I don't have a call screener, so.
Yeah, he don't have time either, so I understand that. But listen to her. I was sitting here, I just said, this girl is an idiot. She has no idea. She don't have a clue.
No, in what respect?
Well, I don't have time going on that. You know what she said, and Dan can go back and replay your program and see what I'm talking, hear what I'm talking about. But that lady has no clue on that at all. That's just my opinion. But just because of that one topic, I would not vote for her. But she just don't understand it.
Well, you're going to have to be a little more specific, Clint, because our
conversation... I know that, but I don't have time for that. You have other calls to take.
What I grew from the conversation is actually that she's been reading up on it, and she's starting to understand the issue a little more, especially for adults using in terms of medical marijuana. I mean, the only thing I remember us really getting into, because we didn't have much time, is at the end of the show, was that science shows if you start usage of marijuana every day, early, before, say, the age of 25, it will affect brain function. That's clear.
I started smoking pot when I was 18.
You know, how often?
And I done pretty good.
How often?
At one time, every day.
And I am somebody who supports legalization of recreational marijuana, but I'm telling you, science shows if you are an everyday user and you start before you have full brain development, it will affect that development. And I'm not saying that you can't have a good life. I'm saying that just has been shown.
Studies say.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Mr. Morris, always, you have a great show going on.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the speeches.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. News 93.1. Demo show will be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Tell me how you want me. 272-9228, that's where we are. school's going to start next week. I think most places are either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
I'm so happy to be done with all that crap.
Yeah, even as a parent, it's so... Because you start moving everything towards going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And your schedule gets screwed up, everything. Everybody's grumpy that first week, and you're trying to work things out. I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. But it's something my boys get to look forward to.
I guess the only thing I miss from that is you don't get the, with working in the working world, you don't get the same structured breaks that school would give you, like summer and, you know, spring break and Christmas break. Yeah, and nah, you don't get that. You get a few days off in the working world, but not the same thing.
Yeah, that's not the real world. This is the real world,
yes,
as they would say here. Let's see which way we want to go here. Kind of running out of room here. Let's do the U.S. withdrawals from the intermediate missile agreement.
U.S.-Russia tensions are rising this morning after the Trump administration officially backed out of a Cold War arms treaty. The withdrawal from a landmark nuclear missile pact is raising fears of a new arms race. The U.S. accuses Russia of violating the INF treaty by developing banned weapons. Russia denies it. The treaty prohibits intermediate-range land-based missiles. It was signed in 1987 by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev.
The U.S. also may remove thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan as part of a deal to end America's longest war ever. Sources tell CBS News the Trump administration is prepared to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan from about 14,000 to between 8 and 9,000. It would be part of a possible peace agreement with the Taliban. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan hinted earlier this week a deal possibly could be reached during upcoming talks in Qatar. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in Afghanistan this week. Private First Class Brandon Kreischer of Stryker, Ohio, and Specialist Michael Nance of Chicago are among 15 U.S. troops who have died in Afghanistan this year.
Now, a couple of things here. One, Afghanistan, they've got to leave a remnant of a force there because ISIS is still lurking around there, as we heard from Dr. Sorensen. The missile treaty deal, that was signed during Reagan in 1987, and it was a big deal then. But if the Russians are cheating on that, it doesn't matter. So if they're creating and firing intermediate missiles off, then why are we in the treaty? We're upholding our part. They're not upholding their part. So as Pompeo said, they're the ones who broke the treaty. We're doing what we're supposed to do. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And I think that makes sense. And I think that's that part of that tough leverage of Trump. Kind of an interesting thing that's kind of converging here is it seems a whole bunch of people are waiting to see if Trump loses.
Yes.
And this notion that Russia wanted Trump and all this kind of stuff, I hope they've got that same concept that China doesn't want Trump because he's hard. Russia doesn't want Trump because he's hard on it. North Korea doesn't want Russia because he's hard on it. And if everything went back to the Dems in control of the White House, they would like that. All those countries would like that.
Well,
somehow they need to sneak that into the conversation.
And a lot of the European nations want Trump gone because he's not only playing hardball on trade, but he's actually making them come up with their own strategies for defending themselves, which I think is a good thing. He's not getting rid of NATO, but say the recent, you know, problems in the Strait of Hormuz with Iran, or Iran, if you're out there listening, Clay. at least now, I think it's a good thing that now the British and multiple other countries are having to come up with their own means of defending their shipping lanes, and with being supplemented by the U.S. Navy. It's not like the U.S. is completely pulled out of the game. I just think this is a better thing for a more robust defense of the nation.
Yeah, we're becoming kind of the superstructure behind it, and
we're
supporting them and letting them do it, let them put their ships at risk. But we're doing the AWACS and the intelligence and that kind of stuff and feeding it to them, particularly the intel and of watching these ships that are going by.
Essentially, the U.S. Navy's been subsidizing other nations' defense as
and
well.
And we've been
as,
doing it.
And doing it as well as multinational corporations' shipping lanes. I mean, this is, there needs to be some payment. There needs to be something done. This is not, you know, the right course for the future.
News 93.1 FM, is this Dan Black here?
Yes.
Okay. Dan Black has got a back-to-school special for you guys, and you've heard his new ads about website development. He is doing great with that. He can take care of that for you. But the great thing is he's got 33% off on the transfer of videos to DVD and or just digital. They can do beta. He can do a VHS, he can do 8mm, and he can take care of that for you. So get ready to give him a call so you can talk to him and get him on board. Tell him you're a Dan Mars Show listener. He'll give you 33% off. Hold on 1 second.
33% off. I love that Dan Black is now really connecting with the Dan Mars Show audience. It's like, how is he
in
even
a
making
big
money?
Way.
How is he even making money with these incredible savings?
It's because he's just such a good guy. 334-676-1734. Dan Black Studios. Give him a call. Say, Dan, tell me about the Dan Mars Show special. 33% off? Are you kidding me? Are you really going to do that? It only runs until August the 15th. Take advantage of it, boys and girls. We're going to be back with the final hour of the Dan Mars Show right after this.